Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Football Friday edition of the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike and Spike and Fritz. Ike, how we feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, it is Football Friday. We are back to football. Let's get back to the Eagles.
Yes.
Jackie Baseball? Let me tell you. I told you about the line that you pushed yesterday. You know, rolling that picture out there with me next to Juan Soto today. Just telling you, you're pushing it. Holla at your boy.
I thought it was a fair comp. I thought it was really was a fair comp. It was a great photo of you both. I'm not doing well.
Yeah.
Just letting you both know.
Well, the Cubs are going to trade for Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, I know. So we're going to let, the Cubs aren't even in the World Series window. Like, what are we doing? Trade for Kyle Tucker. All right.
Well, they offered Bohm and Castellanos.
Bohm and Castellanos. Do you think that Houston thought it was a joke? And they hung the phone up immediately?
But was that like a courtesy offer to get their name out there that they tried?
Yeah, and then Donna Amon, Kyle Tucker deal to the Cubs is getting close. Awesome.
There you go.
Sick. Great. Awesome.
You all right?
No, they're not even. Whatever.
No Crochet. Devin Williams went to the Yankees.
Yeah, who's next on the list?
Yeah.
Great question.
Well, there is
Ryan Helsley and Nolan Arenado.
Nah, we're going down the Nolan Arenado road.
Well, hopefully not. Hopefully not.
He's only like 38.
Yeah, I was going to say what
his value is at third base defense, and he's willing to play first base for the. What are you doing? That's your only value is defense, Nolan. All right.
Well, there's another rumor we'll talk about later in the show that Jack has to confront.
There is.
An even better one. You're going to like this one. Yeah.
Let me just say.
Yes, sir.
As I started this off with that photo, which I hadn't forgotten.
Yeah.
Don't try to distract me. That is a compliment to me.
Yes. You look
like Juan Soto. Ought to be ashamed of himself. I look like a 26-year-old, $750 million athlete. That's what I look like.
Juan Soto looks like
a 50-year-old radio
host. Yeah.
Exactly.
How did Juan Soto put on all that weight in a month? God bless him, man. He looked great in the World Series. Then all of a sudden, he's packing a...
Yeah, what has he been doing?
Oh, my God. Looks like he swallowed three bowling balls. The hell? So it is a big, big Football Friday edition.
Let's go.
Here's what we got. We got Nick Costos joining us around 2:40 or so to give your weekend picks. Elliot was at practice today, so we'll have Elliot at 3, find out what's going on there. Tornado Shapiro's game day forecast at 3:30. That other rumor
must
that...
Must be cold Sunday.
That is... It feels like it.
Yeah.
Well, it's not Sunday, but it feels like it now. Jaws joins us at 4. Our final pair of Creed tickets at 4:30. Creed, July 12th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. Tickets are on sale now, but we have one more pair of tickets. And then top 5 of 5, our picks at 5:30. It is a big, big, big show. I start the show, Ike, with another. I love doing these hypotheticals, but I'm going to give you a choice. Here is your choice for Sunday, Ike. Choice number one, the Eagles win the game on Sunday 23-20, but the game looks essentially like the last 2 weeks have looked. You know, we have a Jalen game, we run the ball, we play good enough defense, maybe defense is better, a lot of pound town.
Okay. Taking everybody to pound town, baby!
23-20. Option number two, the Eagles lose the game 34-30. But the passing game looks much, much better. Jalen throws for 275 yards, 2 touchdowns. AJ comes out with 130 yards and a touchdown. So your two choices are we win 23-20, but the game looks the same, or we lose 34-30, but the passing game once again looks functional. What is your choice?
Yeah, it's an easy choice. I'm taking a W. I've been saying I'm taking a W all week. You know, you guys with the whole eye towards the big picture and proving in this
crazy
area
idea,
and all that nonsense. Well, once the number one seed has been decided, then I can focus on those other things. Right now, here's what I'm looking at, Spike. Here's what I'm looking at. Because quite frankly, I don't know how much better the passing game is going to get. We may want it to be 250 plus. I don't even know if it's going to get to that. We may get to 150 plus.
Well, that'd be a win.
I'm just saying.
150?
Like that may be where it's headed. So I say that to say I've accepted the formula in which this team is being identified by. And that is a run-first, defensive-oriented football team where the passing game is a complement to those other two aspects of the team. But those other two aspects of the team, they come first and foremost. So that's our bread and butter for victory. I'm still there. Now, listen, if Pittsburgh forces us to have to throw the ball, then you got to throw the ball. And then we'll look at it and assess it then. But much like the Baltimore Ravens game, I am not going into a game where I'm saying I'm going to basically eliminate what I do best because it's what Baltimore defensively does best, which is stop the run. Right? And it took a little while to get it going in Baltimore. But eventually, that's what cracked the game open for us late, and we rushed for over 100 yards. I expect the same thing with the Steelers come Sunday. I actually don't even expect this game to be a high-scoring game. I really don't. This is going to be one of those Northeastern, old Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, slobbermouth, sort of NFC East, AFC North type of – that's what the type of football they play. Well, we used to play that type of football in this division.
And by
the way, North still does.
Every time we expect something like that to happen, that's when you get the 37-34 game, by the way.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'd rather be surprised by it than expect it.
So what's funny is there's already two people on the call board. One that says Spike is wrong. The other one says don't agree with Spike. I have not even said what I think yet.
Really?
I haven't even said what I think yet.
They're anticipating.
What are we doing here where I can't even give my opinion before people are disagreeing with it? So here...
let's see if they were right.
So I would take the passing game one.
Oh, okay, they were right.
But I would make a clarification to what you said, because I do think we can continue to be a run-first team and a defensive team with a passing game that looks much better. And this doesn't depend on Kellen Moore. It doesn't depend on Nick Sirianni. It depends on Jalen Hurts pulling the trigger. Because one thing I've said multiple times through this week is we might have 20 pass attempts, but we do not have 20 pass plays. We probably have a lot closer to calling 30 pass plays. And if we stop holding the ball, if we stop leaving clean pockets, if we stop taking sacks we don't need.
That's all right.
We can do that without saying that we're a pass-first team and blah, blah, blah. And if we do that and it looks good, I think big picture-wise, and when I say big picture, I don't mean beyond this year. I mean through the playoffs.
Sure.
I think that gives me more... I could accept a loss to the Steelers.
You're more confident moving forward.
That we can get through the playoffs.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
And I think it might do as much. Look, the goal for the game shouldn't be to quiet the noise. Mm-hmm. But I think... I think there's a world in which my scenario quiets the noise more than your scenario does. I think there's a world in which on Monday,
I can see that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like where if it's still that same ugly, that tension still exists.
Yeah.
But if the passing game looks better, I think there's a world where it might relieve some of that what's going on right now.
Well, here's where I'm at the end of the week, Spike, on this. Everybody needs to be patient, and that includes AJ. That includes AJ. I know it's frustrating, bro. I'm with you. If a guy with as much talent as you have and is not being properly utilized, I can understand the frustration. This is still a team game, and it's about doing what's in the best interest of the team. And he can't lose sight of that, and neither can the Eagles lose sight of that. This is what they do well. Here's what I'm afraid of. Here's what we can't do. We can't go out of our way. Now I am talking about Jalen.
Right. AJ.
And Kellen trying to force the ball to AJ. That's what we can't do. If it's there naturally, okay. But you got to be okay with getting five catches for 65 yards if that's what's available.
Sure.
If that's what's there, that's what's there.
It does seem like a lot of his frustration is not taking what's available, though he didn't say that, but it does seem like...
And we can see it.
Yes.
We see where he's open, and so I'm not saying he's wrong for being frustrated. I'm just saying I don't want to overcompensate for this and at the expense of what we do well. That's all I'm saying. It's a tricky balance that they gotta sort of navigate. And Jalen, quite frankly, I know you want to feed your guy, right? You want to keep him happy. But he can't do it and start turning the ball over.
Right. Not at the rate
you know
he was doing
yes,
it before.
Like you can't do that.
He can't be scared of an interception, but we can't be where we were before this whole.
We can't be reckless with the football.
Yeah, before this whole process.
Trying to get the ball
began.
To AJ. Yes.
I agree.
That's all I'm saying.
So here's your choice: 215-592-9494. The Eagles win the game, but it's ugly. Offensively, everything looks the same. We have the same passing game. Or the Eagles lose the game 34-30, but the passing game looks much improved. What would you rather see if you had those two choices? 215-592-9494. We also have a next question today because we have another Hand and Stone massage and facial spa gift card. It's good for a 50-minute massage or facial. You can give the gift of results this holiday season at Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Buy a spa package, get a free massage or facial gift card. So it is Taylor Swift's birthday. Happy birthday, Taylor Swift.
Happy birthday, Taylor.
She is in a very public... What's that? What are you laughing at? You cracking yourself up.
What he just said.
I missed it. Didn't he just say happy birthday, Taylor?
Not really.
I did.
Okay. You keep talking. Give me 1 second.
Did he have a spike level mumble in that?
It all just ran together.
Okay.
There was no break.
Okay. So, it's Taylor Swift's birthday.
Listen, this idiot, he looked right at me, too. So he was literally doing something else. And I looked at him because I knew what happened, and he looked right at me like, yeah, I heard that.
I can't wait to hear it. I missed it. So she is in a very, 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 very public relationship with another big star.
You could call
them a power couple. Travis Kelce's a bigger star than Taylor Swift. I don't know if I agree with that. Kylie Kelce, maybe, but definitely not Travis. So for next question today, you'll call with your sports point, but we're looking for a power couple, famous power couple, past or present, and the best one, or the one that we like the best, we'll get your Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa gift card. Jack, do you want to give us a power couple?
2012 Jack and Jill at Ruston High School. I mean, talk about the ultimate power couple. I mean, she was homecoming queen, or she's prom queen,
yep.
And star over here.
But you weren't prom king.
No, I wasn't prom king. I got jobbed.
She has enough power for the entire couple, Jill does.
The guy that won Homecoming King and he won Prom King and Homecoming King. That shouldn't count.
Wow. No, you're not supposed to. Well, I could even run for Prom King because I won Homecoming King.
Yeah, it's not right. I was right.
Win both of them? Yeah.
Where's that guy today?
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's see.
Do you know his name?
Yeah, but I don't know what he's doing anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a shout out.
Well, that's my guy, Sean Howitt. I like Sean.
Okay.
I love Sean.
Right.
But I don't know if he can sweep. I don't think he can sweep both awards. And the weirdest part was that Jill won prom queen, and then they danced together. And I sat there like an idiot.
Oh!
Yeah, that's a tough one,
yeah,
man.
But still power couple, even though I was riding
you made it through it.
I was riding the coattails of Jill.
I'm saying you're not legit power couple because your name's not really Jack. Ike, do you have a power couple?
Oh, man, so many power couples.
Yep.
Who do I want to go with? I'm laughing because the one that... I'm going Bobby and Whitney, man.
I know the one that you're going with, and someone will bring it up, and that power couple's almost done. Yeah. Yeah, I know which one you're thinking of.
I go with Bobby and Whitney, man. Yeah. That was one of my favorite power couples.
And
man.
Bobby and Whitney had some trouble, but not trouble like that
couple you're thinking of.
All right, I'm going...
Well, no, hell no. Yes. I wasn't going that road.
Yeah, oh, okay. All right.
Too soon.
Yes. I'm going with John Lennon and Yoko Ono.
Oh, wow.
And
you're always going old school way back.
Well, look, if Yoko Ono has the power to break up the friggin' Beatles, this couple broke up the Beatles, that is a power couple, I believe.
Must have been strong, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
She couldn't sing. You know, I don't know what else she was doing.
She had another hold on him.
Yep. 215-592-9494. What is your, do you have a choice? Oh, do you want to play
it? Can I have another answer?
Yes. Yes.
Ike versus words sometimes?
Okay. Play it. Whoa.
Turn it up.
Try that again. What happened to you there?
I don't know.
Are you okay?
I had a mild stroke right there.
Yeah,
man.
I was going to say. I'm a little worried about you.
I don't know. It did all come out at once, though. That's one of those ones where the thoughts was ahead of my actual mouth. Yeah. Yes. So, yeah, it was in there, but I couldn't get it out.
One more time?
We've all had that problem, right?
Yeah. Yeah. One more time?
Hold on. I was going to save it in the system.
Okay. That is a good one.
Man, between the tweet.
Yeah.
It's a tough day for me already. Yeah. We're not even
They're really starting to go after Ike Beast now.
The first segment yet.
All right. So here's your choice. Eagles win the game Sunday, but the passing game looks ugly as it has. Or option two, the Eagles lose the game 34-30, but passing game looks great. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, let me get both.
Wow.
Listen, because...
You can't do both.
I'm not about to sit up here and pick and choose because it's both won't happen.
That's the topic. You know? You got to pick.
And I'm picking both.
You can't pick both.
B-O-F. Why can't I?
Because it's either or. That if everybody would pick both, I'd pick both too.
If it's either or, I'm going to go ahead and put this disclaimer out here because, you know, I got to put the disclaimer out here as the leadoff hitter. If anybody does not pick win the game, y'all losers at life.
Don't listen to Corey.
Anything other than win the game.
Don't listen to Corey.
Y'all didn't participate. Remember how they give you the blue ribbon when your team lose?
Yep.
That's y'all. Y'all, anybody other than win the game, y'all LeBron James fans, you know, I get it. You're a loser. So, come on. Of course we want the victory.
Well, of course you want the victory, but it's either or.
So if Devontae go for 175, is the pass game fixed? I want to know.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, that's a good question.
Look, this isn't, to be clear, Corey.
It's not about just AJ.
Yeah, my
it's not about, no, I get it.
Yeah, it's not about AJ. To me, it's about the pass game.
I remember last year when there was a time where Devontae was cooking versus the Vikings. Ooh, cooking. And somebody was on the sideline crying because they weren't getting the ball. That's all I know. So I'm just saying. And past concepts and all that. I just want to know if you know. And I'm not talking to y'all. I'm just talking to whoever listening. But of course, we want to get the victory. But hey, real quick, I gotta address some. Yesterday, we got a great segment. The top five at five.
Yep.
Yesterday, that was terrible. That was one of the worst ones we ever had. That was bad.
What was yesterday?
Oh, yesterday was Eagles Copes.
There was a lot of facts. There was a lot of facts in that.
That was a lot of bad stuff that he brought up. He was sitting up here. He was up here talking about this backup quarterback. No, see, we just want fairness. I've been preaching fairness my whole life. If you sit up here and criticize Jalen, I just want everybody to be clear. Everybody told, and I'm a Buckeye through and through, graduate. Everybody told me C.J. Stroud was the greatest thing since Jesus coming. And
I was hearing he was an elite quarterback this year. I was hearing that. I was.
I ain't seen him out there. Because, and also, Patrick Mahomes, listen, and don't tell me three Super Bowls, because two things can be true. If that's the case, only person that can criticize Patrick Mahomes is Tom Brady.
We talk about the Eagles here.
What?
We talk about the Eagles here.
Right, that's another point. That was another part right there. We talk about the Eagles. A lot of times when people come up and respond, they not talking about y'all. They talking about the stuff we talking about. A lot of our topics come from Chris Sims' list. They said this on facility.
Corey.
They said that.
Corey.
You know?
You can also say that what's his name? Patrick Mahomes is not having a great year, but we would still all take Patrick Mahomes over Jalen. That's fair. He's not having a great year.
You are helping me, bro. I love you, Spike. Going to the next one. Everybody told me Joe Burrow balling, right? Can you please tell me what Jalen Hurts' defense was ranked last year? I don't remember.
Last, wasn't it?
Dude, I'm not doing Burrow Hurts. Burrow's playing great. He's better than Jalen. Josh Allen's playing great. He's better than Jalen. It's fine. Concede.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
Concede. It's fine. It's
all right, see? Yeah, it's all right.
I'm just speaking facts. You know, you can say that better. That's an opinion based thing. I don't know what's better. Like you think chocolate, I think vanilla. That's an opinion. That's better.
All right.
You know, I don't know. Hey, on the way out, I'm going to go ahead and take the big one off the board.
Power couple.
Beyonce and Jay-Z, because I already got mine. So don't nobody worry about picking that. It's a bad time to pick them. I'm going to go ahead and take that off the board for y'all.
All right, Corey.
Hey, big win on Sunday. I said both win and passing game fix.
Just so, all right, Cordy, get out of here. Just, if you're listening to the show, you're not allowed to pick both.
Yes,
that's not the
last
point.
Time that's happening.
That is not the point. 215.
Also, what was his answer for the for
Jay-Z and Beyonce?
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Oh.
But there's a chance. Yeah,
well,
that's, yeah, it's on the
well,
edge.
It is a power couple.
Yeah, yeah, they had a good run.
Yeah.
They had a good run.
215-592-9494. Oh, our friend Jeff Gordon from Live Nation.
I'm here. I'm so excited about your Creed promotion. It's unbelievable. You guys are crushing it.
Are you going to sing for us? Do you want to sing a little Creed?
Can you take me higher?
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's all I got.
It's good enough. It's good enough. You don't need to take this. That's good enough.
That's why I'm the promoter and not the singer.
Right,
but
right,
anyway,
right.
Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello, and what's her name? Sabrina Carpenter. That's kind of a love triangle. I guess that's kind of a...
Oh, it is.
I was going to say, what is that? What do they call it? Trust?
Well, you know what? That's kind of... But I'll go old school, too. I'll go Mick Jagger and Jerry Hall.
Yes.
There you go.
And Jerry Hall discovered David Bowie and Mick Jagger in bed together, right?
That's Brian Ferry.
What?
I'm looking at a threesome.
Yes, sir.
Hold on.
That's vintage. Yeah. I had to bring that. And let me tell you something else.
Yeah.
One's our guy.
You did say Mick Jagger and David Bowie.
Yes,
though,
sir.
Didn't you? Yeah,
dude, it was a wild time.
Yes.
It was a wild time.
Okay.
It was a wild time.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is one's our guy.
Yes.
Kurt is our guy.
Yes.
He's our guy.
Yeah, but.
So, yes, sir.
Our guys can be better every once in a while. We can hold them accountable.
It's fine. Well, that's what you guys are supposed
to be. That's what Spike's here for.
Yes, a Mr. Accountability.
You're supposed to be the critic. You're supposed to be the critic.
Yes.
That's what you do.
Yes.
That's what makes it interesting.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, we ride.
We ride.
Who we have. That's what we do.
Like it or not.
We're Philly. We're Philly.
Yep.
Am I wrong?
No.
Nah, you're right. I just don't know if
absolutely.
These two are buying that. Like,
no,
I don't know if they're really on board with it.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, you know what I'm saying.
I'm with
we
you.
There it is.
Yes.
There it is.
We ride or die with what we got, man. And this is who we got.
Yeah.
He'll find AJ. He'll look up. He's just a look up.
I hope so. I would love if Jack would take a bigger L than I would. But if they go, they win the Super Bowl with Jalen, he plays great. That's an L I would take all day. Personally, for what my opinion is, I would take it all day long. I don't think Jack would take it, but I would definitely.
He certainly wouldn't take it well.
Yeah, I would take that in a second.
Depends how he plays in the game.
Listen, we're Philly. We ride or die with who
right.
we have. We got a strong team here. He just needs to look up and see.
Yeah.
Just see it.
Pull the trigger, buddy. It's there. Pull the trigger.
Look.
Do it.
Pull the trigger.
Yes.
Throw the ball.
Yes.
Throw the ball.
Absolutely.
And by the way, I'm a dumb concert promoter, so I don't know anything much more than that. But anyway, I want to say I appreciate y'all. Keep pushing the Creed tickets. We're almost halfway home. This thing's going to sell out. Buy them before you can't get them.
Wow.
I love it.
I love that it's going to sell out.
Jeff Gordon.
Yeah. Thank you, brother.
Why did I say Jeff
Bless
Gordon?
You, inshallah,
yeah.
Inshallah.
Could you just say Jeff?
All right, Jeff. See you, man. Yeah,
Happy Baby Ruth Taylor.
Creed show. Do it again.
Happy Baby Ruth Taylor. I don't even know what that sounds like, I said. Yeah, exactly. I don't even know what that sounds
like. It sounded like the guy singing the Creed song on Wednesday when we were giving away the tickets.
Words.
Yeah, sounds sort of like birthday. By the way, we will have the Creed tickets to give away again at 4:30. And like Jeff said, it's probably going to sell out. So if you want to buy tickets, you can do it at Ticketmaster.com. All right, coming up next, Elliot. Did Elliot ask Nick this question today about how this week?
He did, and he started off in a certain way.
Okay. Elliot asked Nick Sirianni today how he thought this week of practices has gone after all of the drama at the beginning of the week. We will let you hear what he said next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
No.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
It is. AI is
I've actually
terrifying.
Heard this.
I actually don't think it's AI. I saw a guy singing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like trying to. I don't think it's AI.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just somebody sounding like Scott Stapp.
Yeah.
It's definitely not Scott Stapp.
It's definitely
not.
No. It's not really him.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
Yeah, it sounds just like him.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's impressive.
I agree. We need him. We need this guy.
Where'd you get it from?
To sing Creed of 530 with us?
I've got this thing sent to me 17 million times.
Yeah, you too, all of us. Because you can't see what it is when they send it to you, but on Twitter, we've had this sent to us more than anything in history, I think. Yeah.
Am I not opening it up? Is that what it is?
Yeah, you're probably just not opening it up, because it just looks like a video with two, like, computer wave files, so you wouldn't see what it is. But yeah, we got it sent a lot. We do have one more pair of Creed tickets to give away at 4:30. They are on sale now, but we have one more pair of tickets to give away at 4:30. By the way, thank you to Dietz and Watson, who brought a huge holiday food spread for everybody. And even, you know, everybody here is, I'm not a meatsman, you know, but they...
I love meat.
This guy. Just
happy
wants to
Rude,
get
Taylor.
Clipped out. Yeah. But they did bring me a bunch of the horseradish pickles, which are great. I appreciate it. But they hooked you guys up with Smells Like Hot Dogs out there.
Oh, man, lots of glizzies out there.
Yes.
Are we allowed to call them glizzies?
I think so.
I think
so. Yeah. I picked that up here.
Yeah.
I never heard the term glizzy before I got the...
Yeah, it's a
thing. Actually,
it was
a couple years ago I just started hearing that term.
I see it on TikTok.
Yeah, it's a TikTok thing.
Oh, okay.
And I dominated Ike in a trade. I traded him some bacon for some scrapple.
Now, think about that.
Yes, because they...
Who won that trade?
215.
Well, for me, you're both murderers. So I don't think either you won the trade.
I don't eat scrapple, so yes. I traded Jack my scrapple.
For his bacon.
For his bacon.
Yes.
I believe I got that one.
For most people probably agree with you. Yes.
Yeah, I think most people would agree with you. You want to put that up as a poll? Jack?
Bacon over scrapple?
Twitter question?
Better breakfast side?
Yeah.
Bacon or scrapple?
Yeah, go ahead. Do
it. So that's a breakfast. Is bacon's not a side?
Yes, it is.
It is?
For breakfast, it is.
Like eggs, the main one, and then the
bacon's
the
on
side.
The side. Yeah.
What, he's house bacon at your house for breakfast?
With a side of eggs?
Dude, I've always viewed eggs as the side. I'm doing bacon and eggs, bacon is the thing.
Real quick, now, I agree with you, Jack. I've primarily thought it's the eggs as the primary thing.
Yes.
Really?
But
is this a delegation issue?
No. No, I'm going to bring up a point here. Is that you call it bacon and eggs. You don't call it eggs and bacon.
Yeah.
I know some people might, but if you ask me, what do you call this, I would say bacon and eggs.
Well, because bacon's the thing you're more excited to eat, I would say, right? I mean, bacon tastes better than eggs, but I think eggs is the base of the meal.
Yeah, but if you look at I know you're not going to want to hear this, but if you look at there's more calories in the bacon, so you're getting more nutrient out of the bacon. Now,
well,
the eggs are better for you. Well,
it might be a stretch,
but you know what I mean.
Okay, let me make it clear.
Yes.
I'm just talking scrambled eggs.
Yes.
Now, if you're doing a whole omelet thing.
I would still say that.
Right? Like, that's a different type of egg.
Sure.
Little meal right
Whether
there.
It's over easy eggs, sunny side up, scrambled eggs,
right.
Not an omelet.
Right.
Just the pure eggs and bacon.
I would sell eggs are the primary.
I would still say eggs are the primary.
That's the Twitter question.
I got to figure out how to word this one.
Yes.
Right. Quit trying to slant it in your favor. Yes.
But also, people looking at it be like, what the hell are they talking about?
I would phrase it this way. In a breakfast dish that has eggs and bacon, what is the primary food, eggs
good.
Or bacon?
I like it.
Right?
I like it. Yeah.
That's the fair way to put it.
Because most people reading the tweet are going to have this response.
Happy Baby Rude Taylor.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They're going to go, slow news day. Why don't you talk about the Eagles for once? Slow news day. Oh, the Flyers only get 50 seconds, but Eggs and Bacon get a whole Twitter poll.
Lots had four goals last night.
How about that?
Oh,
is that a golden sombrero?
I don't know what that is. The golden sombrero is four strikeouts.
Yes.
Oh. Well, what they throw on the, don't they throw something on the ice for four goals?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. But they throw a hat for the
hat. Yeah, I know that one. Yes. Yeah. So there's okay.
All right. This show is devolving. It's the 5 o'clock hour at 2:36.
He was quick to say four strikeouts is the golden sombrero.
He sure was. He sure was.
So the quickest I've ever been in the show.
Here's your quick.
Listen. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Your options are this. Option one, the Eagles win the game on Sunday. Passing game continues to look ugly. Or option two, Eagles lose game 34-30, but the passing game looks much, much, much better. 215-592-9494. CJ in Texas, you're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
What's up? And just like you and Jax talking about you're wrong, yes, you're wrong. Just like you're saying eggs is over bacon. Come on, man. Who is picking.
It's not saying eggs are better. They're the primary of the meal, though.
The primary. The meat is the bacon.
You want
exactly.
Eggs are meat?
Bring home the bacon.
Well, eggs aren't really meat.
Well, they're meat.
When it comes to me, who's bringing home the bacon?
Yeah, who says who's bringing bacon. Home the eggs?
Well, look.
You do have to bring home eggs.
You guys are mixing up the
yeah, you guys are wording this to go your way. We know bacon's better, but eggs is the primary.
Well, like you said, first of all, y'all both agreed it's bacon and eggs, not eggs and bacon. And now we're saying we're bringing home the bacon.
Well, yes, exactly. There's a phrase about bacon.
Well, no one ever says bring home the eggs.
I know. No one's arguing.
I'll start saying it.
No one's arguing here. All right. Now I'm getting pissed off here. No one's arguing that eggs are better than bacon. However, though, I would opt for that. But in the meal, the eggs are the primary part of the meal.
Hold on. About that.
When's the last time you went out for breakfast?
Because they ask you what side you want.
It's always the side. You want a side
sausage,
of bacon.
Bacon, scrapple. It's a side.
Hey, that's right. Like you talk about who's picking scrapple over... Who's picking scrapple?
Well, you're in Texas, so you're a fraud anyway.
Yeah,
I'm from Philadelphia.
I'm worldwide.
Exactly,
so
CJ. Yes.
And anywhere you go, we want bacon.
Well, thank you for your service.
Give us the bacon. I don't want your slimy eggs. I don't even know if you can get them right. You probably got them dried up and cook them too long.
All right. Now this is getting personal, CJ. This is a personal issue with you.
Oh, that was a good rant, though, CJ. I like that. That was good.
About bacon. You can't attack bacon.
Still going.
Shout out Deets and Watson.
Even with all that being said,
Yes.
Yesterday, y'all were talking about this, and you brought this up, Spike. And it became a thing where it was like, man, you got to get out of the room. You ever had the argument in the barbershop, Ike? And it's like, yeah, you know your point. But the person that's making the point, you like, I can't.
Can't get through to him.
Exactly. No, you can't ride with him. You're like, man, we almost got the same point, but the way he describing it is horrible. That is Spike.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to. Yeah, that's the guy you don't want to agree with. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, L, with an Eagles fan, nobody's trying to hear it. Don't get it twisted. I'm like, Jalen needs to play better. I don't need for him to throw for 350. All the stuff that the Jalen Crusaders with their cape come and say, you want him to throw for all? No, I don't want him to throw for all them yards. I want him to hit the open guy. Today, you cleaned it up. You was like, hey, you know, you want him to play better. But what it all boils down to, you said you want him to take a L. I don't want him to take a L. Well, we want them to hit the open guy. No, yeah. You cleaned it up today better.
Yeah, okay.
But anytime you put an L in front of it, it's like saying, hey, which one you want? Eggs or bacon? I want bacon. I want the W. So it's nothing to be said with. Hey, nobody's going to ride with it. Anybody that's riding with it, they just don't like Jacob. That's all it is.
No. I think it is. You know, a lot of times we come in after a loss, and there are things that are, like, we have these days, rather after a win, we have these days where, like, kind of felt like a loss. And I just think the context of where we are right now, if we had the same troubles in the passing game, Jalen passing up open guys, blah, 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 I just feel like, though a win over Pittsburgh would be big, we will still have this thing in our minds about whether we're able to pass the ball when we need to and if this team can really win the Super Bowl. And I know you said it's close. That's why I'm on the side where if you made me pick between the two, I'd rather see the passing game look good and functional again rather than the win if you made me choose between the two. I'd rather have both. I don't want them to lose. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for them to get way behind and for, you know, Jalen to have to throw it 45 times. I just want it to look functional, almost the way that it did at the start of this whole thing. You know, 6 weeks ago, I think we were there. 6-7 weeks ago, we were there.
I get it. I understand what you're saying. But when it's all said and done, you're going to have to put a butt at the end. It's just like I tell my kid, and you understand this. He plays sports. I'm like, hey, get all your stuff, have it ready, water, everything ready to go. When I ask him, hey, you ready to go? Yeah, I'm ready. But then you're not ready. So all that what you just said, come with a butt, a L. And nobody's trying to take that when we're still trying to get the number one spot, because we know there's a big difference between us playing in Detroit and them coming to Philly. Them coming to Philly is a problem. And I don't know if you've been listening. Us going to Detroit, they're starting to get rowdy. That might be a problem. And so it is a big difference. Our defense, with the weather in that time of year, it can be a pressure on their quarterback instead of him sitting back there feeling good.
Oh, I agree with that.
They're doing everything.
I agree with that.
We can't take no L's. We can't take no L's. And see, since you want to bring up side chicks with the L's, the Eggs already had a better power couple. It was JFK.
Oh, JFK.
Him, his wife, I'm going with his side chick, Marilyn Monroe. Because she had him.
Are we going with side chicks?
Well, I mean, they were.
Ooh, boy.
That was a couple. Joe DiMaggio, too, right?
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right.
Get it popping.
That's a good one.
All right, CJ.
Go Birds, baby.
All right, go Birds. The
Please don't start a trend with this.
No. The power couple can be a side chick, but we would prefer the primary chick. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping, Mark's-Jewelers, or finish your holiday shopping at Mark's-Jewelers.com. In a breakfast dish that has scrambled eggs and bacon, which would you consider the primary dish? 75% say eggs.
Eggs?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Only the important questions.
Yeah.
Only the important questions.
Before we get to Kostos, Elliot was at practice today, and we will talk to him at 3, but he did ask Nick Sirianni how this week of practice has gone after what happened at the beginning, and here's how it went. I believe him, too. Internally they moved on from it. They have to. They have no choice. And all but two players have to move on from it. They don't have time to think about AJ.
Yeah, the other guys aren't really. Yeah, they don't even want to think about it anyway.
No.
So as long as those guys are good and moved on, I saw a little video of Jalen. He seemed to be vibing a little bit before practice, so that's a good sign. Music was playing. He's dancing. I mean, we don't normally see him dance prior to practice, so I don't know. I can only go by what I see, Spike.
So on the line with us now, our friend Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. His calls, presented by BetMGM. You can check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app, and you can get You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcasts. Kostos, how are we feeling?
What's going on, guys? I'm feeling good, and I think the Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown drama could not possibly be more overblown. Could not be less of a big deal.
Mm. I don't think so. But
I'm gonna tell you why, Spike.
Yep.
Listen, any successful operator, I consider myself to be a successful person.
Mm-hmm.
I hate a lot of people I work with. And I guarantee you this, more of them hate me. But guess what? We show up and we kick ass every single day, because that's what professionals do. Like, who cares if they're not getting along, or like the friendship, which I believe is true, by the way.
Sure.
Like, there's no way Brandon Graham says that, and like it's not actually true. Like, you can't put the toothpaste back in that tube. So what? So like the guys don't like each other anymore. Doesn't mean you can't perform well on the field. I think it's much ado about nothing. I don't think that's a good reason to not like the Eagles this weekend or moving forward.
I think the issue is if they were playing great, nobody would care, but they're not playing great.
They win every game.
No. The passing game is not great.
They win every game.
Okay, but can I ask you this, Nick? Let's say that actually let's make this around you. So you have a co-host on You Better You Bet.
I do.
So let's say all of a sudden the co-host is talking 75% of the time.
And would never happen on my show.
But let's say it did. Let's say it did.
It wouldn't, but okay.
But let's say it did. See, all of a sudden, primary guy doesn't like it so much anymore. But let's say downloads are higher than ever, and listening is higher than ever.
Would never happen.
How happy are you going to be?
I'd be happy because we're winning. I want to win.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. I am not, and you can believe whatever you want. What matters to me at the end of the day over anything else is that we win. I want to be a part of a winning team. I want to win. Now, with that being said, I would probably like seek out some kind of like, I need to figure out how to be better. I would look in the mirror and say, how can I be better right now to make myself better than this person? That would be my reaction here. But the bottom line at the end, and this is the same thing with Belichick, right? Why I think these NFL teams that like force voted Bill off the idiots, voted him off the island or a disgrace. Like, it's about winning. It's not about losing comfortably. If winning comes uncomfortably, well, guess what? Time to get uncomfortable. Like, that's what it's about. It's about winning at the end of the day. We're such a soft freaking country, man. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Go out and win at all costs. That's what matters.
Oh, now we're getting political.
Yeah. All I know is that you are lying.
I'm not lying. I promise you. Now, I would feel bad if that scenario happened, but I would be happy that we collectively were winning.
Okay. And you wouldn't complain about it at all?
I would, what's to complain about? It would be my fault. I would complain to myself.
But what if it's not your fault?
But how would it not be my fault if that happened?
Because they're winning, but it's not A.J. Brown's fault that he's not getting the ball. It's the quarterback's fault.
Yeah, okay. So if A.J. Look. Philadelphia knows this better than anyone with diva wide receivers. Like, it's okay. I don't begrudge A.J. Brown for complaining about this. Like, he plays a diva position. He wants the football. It's awesome that he wants the football. So this week, like, they're going to get him the football more, and it'll be like the last time they played the Steelers. He'll nuke them down the field, and everyone can sing Kumbaya after the game. See, where I, like, lose my patience with this stuff with the Eagles and Eagles fans, guys, like, you win every game. Like you didn't lose to the Panthers last week. They won. Like, they won the game. And they're going to win this week against the Steelers.
Okay.
And they're going to be 12-2. And then what?
So,
like, what's there going to be to complain about?
Nick, you guys went to the World Series, and Yankees fans were complaining all through the playoffs
about
no, it's not.
It is. Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It is not different.
It is.
Aaron Judge was failing. You called him a loser.
He is a loser.
The team went to the World Series. Yeah. They go to the playoffs every single year.
The Yankees are different. I'm sorry.
They're not.
Yes, they are. People can hate this, and I'm not a front runner. I root for the Knicks, the Rangers, and the Giants also. The Yankees are an entity unto themselves in American sports.
Okay.
It is what it is.
All
people
right.
can hate it if they want. I'm sorry, everybody.
They used to be. They're not now.
Okay.
They used to be.
But Yankee fans still hold the team to that standard, even if the team doesn't. You're right about that. They're not the Yankees anymore. But yes, like, the expectation for the Yankees is different than any other team.
Okay. Eagles -5. What do you like there? Tough number.
Oh, I love them.
You love the Eagles.
Yeah, I love them.
Okay.
Cut that out of you.
Yeah. But listen, if it's true that, like, okay, maybe Carolina's a little better than, like, to be fair to Carolina, to be fair to the Eagles, like, the Panthers almost beat the Chiefs and the Bucks in back-to-back weeks, and then they took Philly down to the wire. Maybe Carolina's just like, evolving into, like, a pretty decent team right now. So if that's true, and if the drama with Hurts and A.J. Brown being overblown is true, I think both those things are true that I just said, then, okay, let's handicap the game. George Pickens is very unlikely to play for Pittsburgh. I want to know, and, like, I can be wrong, and we'll see how it happens on Sunday, how are the Steelers gonna move the ball in this game and score? Like, I legitimately don't know how it's happening. And on the flip side, Kellen Moore has said, we're going to get A.J. Brown the ball more. I don't think anyone in the league basically can cover A.J. Brown. Here's Saquon, and as you know, I'm on record saying, I know that no one in Philadelphia feels this way, which is asinine. I believe in Jalen Hurts in big spots, and if it gets to be a big spot on Sunday, I think he wins the game. I don't know if it's going to come to that. Now, I like other bets this week more. I do think the Eagles will win. If you made me say who's going to cover the spread, fly Eagles fly, win Eagles win, bet Eagles bet, cover Eagles cover.
Okay, so you said you like other games more. Give us three games you really like.
Okay, so the games that I'm just going to bring the odds board up here and just make sure I have the current numbers here. How about I give you one on Monday? Can I do a Monday game
sure.
also?
Okay. Sure.
Yep. Vikings are either a 6.5 or a 7-point favorite against the Bears. The number's short. Matt Eberflus was a terrible head coach. There's no question. I don't know how you can watch the Bears lose to the Niners last week and not think that they miss him on defense, at least at defensive play calls. I think the Vikings nuke them down the field. Minnesota laying the points on Monday night in the first of the doubleheader on Monday night against the Chicago Bears. Other games on Sunday. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are currently +3 on the road at the Chargers. I think Justin Herbert has a high ankle sprain. Like, the reports are not. I know he practiced yesterday in limited fashion. I think this number will close less than 3. So I think 3 becomes a valuable number here. So let's take +3 with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then I don't understand how the Jets can ever be more than a 3-point favorite on the road at anyone, even the terrible Jacksonville Jaguars. Mac Jones, whose cell phone number is 281-330-8004, Jaguars +3.5 on Sunday against the Jets.
Mm. Well, finally, you're betting against the Jets. How many?
Yes.
Yeah, good call.
Well, I won with them last week, to be fair.
You did. That's a good call. Even though they lost the game in embarrassing fashion again, they're setting records, that team.
They are pathetic. Yes, you will get no argument from me on this.
So you are a prop master, we like to say. Do you want to give us?
This is just like.
Well, you want to give us a couple you love?
Sure. Let's go to Kansas City and Cleveland this weekend. Game's going to be played in Cleveland. We finally won with this guy last Sunday night. Went over his receiving yards prop on one of the Mahomes crazy plays towards the end of the game. So Chiefs rookie first round receiver Xavier Worthy. I think that he's going to bust out at some point in a huge way. What better place than here? In the words of Zach De La Rocha, Rage Against the Machine, what better place than here? What better time than now? Worthy, 39.5 receiving yards. The Browns get destroyed down the field. I think Worthy has at least one big catch down the field from Patrick Mahomes. Let's go over Xavier Worthy, 39.5 receiving yards. And look, you know, let's bet square and don't care. Narrative play for Sunday. Let's go A.J. Brown over 80.5 receiving yards. I would be stunned if they did not force feed him the ball after him. And you know what? He's right to say. I have no issue that he said that. I think he gets the ball, and he should get the ball. He's like an alien. He's awesome.
He's a liar. He's Nick Kostos. I appreciate you joining us, as always, Nick.
Ike, you believe me, right?
Of course I do.
Ike knows what you're talking about. Yeah.
Of course I do.
Listen, like, you want Spike. Yeah. At the end of the day, don't you want to win?
Yeah, sure. I want to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, I don't know if the Eagles are going to do that this year, but they'll be in contention.
Okay. All right.
Big takes only.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, Nick.
Minimal sweat, 20 best, the absolute very best of luck. Peace. Go Eagles.
There he is. Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app, and you can get Nick's show, You Better You Bet, wherever you get your podcasts. Elliot was at practice to what you
were about to... The Cubs deal is official.
Cubs deal is official.
Yeah, so Kyle Tucker's a Cub.
Kyle Tucker's a Cub. Well, there's another one we were going to get. We're going to get Garrett Crochet and Kyle Tucker.
No.
I can't believe they passed up Castellanos. I mean,
Castellanos and Bohm?
Yeah, what a strong offer.
How did they, you know, not win that negotiation? Right.
Well, Elliot was down at practice today. We will talk to Elliot next. Also, your calls on this hypothetical situation that you cannot take both of, that you're probably going to disagree with me on. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.